Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day at the same time. And I thought today, for today's broadcast, we might take a look into the Old Testament, and we are going to be looking at building the tabernacle of God. And we're going to be looking at some scriptures found in the book of Exodus. And in Exodus, the 25th chapter, verse 1, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offerings. And then in verses 3 to 9 of that chapter, it specifies the various items: gold, silver, brass, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hairs, ram skins dyed red, shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. Verse 8 says, and let them make me a sanctuary. Why? That I may dwell among them, according to all that I shew thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. And of course, God, when Moses was in the mount, he showed him these things. Now, the tabernacle of God was to be a place where God manifested his glory in judgment and in grace. This was to be the dwelling place of the Lord God Jehovah among his people. And as he said in verse 8, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. And there were basically 14 components in the tabernacle: gold, silver, brass, blue, purple, scarlet, byssus, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skin, acacia wood, oil, spices, precious stones. And in the 30th chapter of Exodus, the Lord commands, and thou shalt make an altar to burn upon, of acacia wood shalt thou make it. And this was the altar of incense. And this, for New Testament believers, it's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, who stands as our intercessor. The writer of Hebrews puts it this way, in chapter 7, verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And of course, we know incense, that is a symbol, if you would, of praise and worship ascending up to God. So, there were components, various aspects, very specific, that God had made the directions for the makeup of the tabernacle, the materials that were used, the outer court, the exterior of the tabernacle, the holy place, the holy of holies. And the apostle states, Paul, in Romans 15 and 4, for whatever things were written in earlier times were written for our learning. In other words, what things can we learn from these very specific directions that God was giving? Well, the tabernacle of God, which God commanded to be built in the wilderness of Sinai, is the first habitation that the living God ever caused to be built for him. And while Moses was on the mountaintop with God, he received not only the tables, which, you know, the Ten Commandments of God, but he also received God's divine instructions and measurements with which the children of Israel were to build this tabernacle that was transported in the wilderness wherever the cloud moved, or the pillar of fire. They were to follow that, and or if it stayed, they were to remain stationary until God indicated they were to move. So there were 14 different kinds of materials used by the builders of the tabernacle, and it took about 1 year to erect the tabernacle of God at the base of Mount Sinai. And when the tabernacle was finished, God put his approval on it in a way that God alone could do. In Exodus, the 40th chapter, verse 34, the Word of God says, "Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode therein, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." Wasn't that marvelous? That was the very presence of God. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But, verse 37, if the cloud was not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. Verse 38 says, "For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night." This is all supernatural, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. So think of this, beloved. We walk by faith, but for the children of Israel, they had tangible, visual sight of the very presence of God, supernatural doings that only God could have done. And let's read now in verse 9. I'm going to be reading Exodus 30. Let me go over to that. Exodus 30, verse 9. "Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offerings, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereupon." So this altar of incense was only for incense. God said no strange incense could be burned on the altar. And he gave a very specific instructions and directions of the components and how it was to be put together. And Dr. Schofield states that this speaks of simulated or purely formal worship. That's what strange incense speaks of. And applying it to us today, we need to have not formal worship, nothing that's just put on for a show, but true worship from the heart. No strange fire was to be burned on the altar. That speaks of those substitutions for devotion to the Lord through ritual, through church programs, through observances that rob the people of that personal communion and devotion. That's what God wants. In fact, he demands it of his people. Let's go just quickly to the New Testament. If you recall, in the Gospel of John, the Lord is speaking to the Samaritan woman. And the subject of discussion was the subject of worship. Verse 22, Jesus said, "You worship, you know not what." No, not what, but "we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But this is the important thing, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers of God shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Beloved, God is moving in the lives of his people all around the world. He's calling them out, and he's bringing them into a new walk where they're walking in a newness of life, a fellowship, a relationship of intimacy with the Lord. That's what he's desiring. He's not wanting the sacrifices that were obligatory under the old covenant, but Jesus came to fulfill the law. And Jesus is saying we have to worship in spirit and in truth, the way God wants us to worship, and in the Spirit of God. So God is calling his people out of religious bondage. He's giving deliverance from religious spirits. Man can't save us. Ritual can't save us. Jesus Christ alone is the Savior. Paul stated in Colossians 2 and 8, "Don't let others spoil your faith and joy with their philosophies, their wrong and shallow answers built on men's thoughts and ideas, instead of on what Christ has said." Verse 9 says, "For in Christ there is all of God in a human body. The fullness of God was in Christ Jesus." Verse 10 says, "So you have everything when you have Christ, and you are filled with God through your union with Christ. He is the highest ruler with authority over every other power." Praise God. Hallelujah. And then in Exodus, going back there quickly to the 30th chapter, it speaks of a laver in verse 18. "Thou shalt also make a laver of brass, his foot also of brass, to wash withal. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein." That laver, beloved, is a type of Christ who's cleansing us from sin and from everything which would defile this new tabernacle he's made, the living tabernacle, a tabernacle which is the body of Christ of many members. And verse 23 and 31 talks about the anointing oil, and that's a type of the Holy Spirit which is given to us for service in the harvest field of God. And there were two compartments, two lights in the tabernacle. One, the holy place with the lampstand, that's Exodus 25, 31. But there was the Holy of Holies with the Shekinah, or manifested glory of God. But now, beloved, through Jesus Christ our Savior, these two places are now one. Well, there was a very quick trip through some of the Old Testament instructions regarding the tabernacle. But beloved, let us rejoice and praise God that God has seen fit that to dwell in our earthly temples, our physical body, that he can have a fellowship and intimacy with us that he has always desired with his people. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayers, your faithful support. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.